Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah coming at you guys, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I'm so happy all of you guys are listening to this, or if you're listening to this or watching it. Well, technically, if you're watching it, you're also listening to it, but you guys know what I mean. So happy you guys are here, all my returning listeners and new listeners. Love all you guys, and remember to love each other and encourage one another, because we all need that during this crazy time. Okay, so obviously, big thing. Tucker Carlson actually says Michael Jackson's alive. He appeared on screen. What? Okay, before you freak out or before you be like, oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to take you through and kind of walk through some of the steps on how kind of this could and very well might link into kind of like the overall movement thing of that's going on. But I think he meant it more in a joking fashion, but we're going to talk about the concept of subliminal messaging, because that's what MKUltra has been, you know, subliminal messaging, putting it out in front of us and stuff, putting it in our brains, not letting us know that we're seeing like numbers like 666 or like bad things all throughout. Okay, guys, it's not a bad idea in and of itself. The white hats are also using that, but to red pill people. So the black hats have used it to blue pill people. The white hats are using it to red pill people. So boom, it's working both ways. Okay. I go ahead and share my screen and let you guys hear the clip, because it, I mean, actually is kind of a big deal him saying that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So yesterday was Sunday. You may have found yourself on the couch idly flipping around the TV dial. And if you flipped far enough, you could have had the shock of your life. Michael Jackson was on Face the Nation. Now, to be clear, this wasn't video of Michael Jackson performing his hit songs in the 1990s. This appeared to be a living version of the international pop star that news reports claim died of a drug OD more than a dozen years ago. And yet, despite those claims, there he was, fully, undeniably Michael Jackson talking on television. How can that be? Honestly, we have no idea. We're not theologians here. This is merely a news program. We can only show you what we saw.
I know, I'm laughing too.
There's nothing more important for us to do than protect our Constitution and our democracy. What the Republicans are doing across the country is really a legislative continuation of what they did on January 6th, which is to undermine our democracy.
See? Michael Jackson. That was him. No Billie Jean. Apparently he's given up singing. Now he's telling lies about politics. Same man. If you've ever seen Michael Jackson, you cannot forget the face. Though admittedly, he's had a lot of work done since we saw him last.
Okay. So I know you guys are probably like, that's totally a joke. Okay. I know Tucker was doing it probably in Josh in one sense. But guys, you got to think, you got to remember what the good guys are doing right now. Okay. Like I said, they're really doing this on Greg Gutfeld, on a lot of, actually some of the evening shows on Fox. Okay. They are red pilling people. They're using movies, TV shows, the ones that they can, to really put it in people's face. That's what's going on with American Horror Story, the new season, and the Matrix movie, whatever it is. So this, with Michael Jackson being alive, and I mean, who knows, maybe Michael Jackson, I honestly do believe he is alive, but I mean, hey, maybe he's doing a body double for Nancy Pelosi, because I think from what I've heard, she's already at Gitmo. I don't know if she's ever been executed, but I think she's already at Gitmo, I think. So we're just seeing body doubles of her. If it's him, he looks, oh, poor Michael, if it is him. Oh, gosh. But whoever it is, I'm like, I need to walk around like that. I mean, I don't know what they're getting paid, and I don't know whether they're good or bad, but I'm like, I don't know if there's anybody in the world that I would walk around looking like that. My gosh. But okay. So the whole thing about Michael Jackson, okay. So of course we all know he was supposed to have died. I don't even know how many years ago it was now. Okay. But, and like I said, this is a spoofy website. They kind of make it like funny or whatever and stuff, but they're actually real, in a sense, news sites that actually people, there were a few anonymous sources saying that Michael Jackson did fake his death because he was found unresponsive, you know, from a drug overdose. Okay. So obviously, okay, here it is. Michael Jackson reported to have died earlier today. And this is the day that he did actually faked his own death in an elaborate hoax to escape the media, says a source who asked to remain anonymous for her own protection. She claims the body found by paramedics, which was supposed to have been Jackson in a coma, was really a lifelike, exquisitely detailed replica of the star, while the paramedics themselves were actors hired by the King of Pop, all of this serving to fool cameras, who would then truthfully report the tragic death of an American icon. Okay, so reading that, you'd probably be like, oh, that's just a conspiracy. Okay, time out a second. I actually just had Jim Price on my show recently, and he said movies aren't entertainment, and this isn't exact quote. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's basically movies aren't entertainment. They're movies and TV. They're not entertainment. They're documentaries. Okay. So for any of you Stranger Things fans who I do like that show, and they keep pushing back the date, they keep pushing it back. Okay. Will Byers in one of the episodes, actually, when he gets, cause he's lost in the upside down, he's lost in the upside down, but the laboratory there doesn't want it to be known that they try to make it out like he's dead. So they throw a lifelike dummy into the water, make it look like he did, produced a fake body that resembled Will Byers to cover up his kidnapping by the monster. Okay. So that's in movies, and we've seen lifelike mannequins and masks and everything else of them. So guys, this right here is not that far out of the plausibility if he did. Now, like I said, for him escaping the media, I don't think that's why, but I'll get to that here in a second. Cause like I said, it ties into the sex trafficking ring there, which if he did fake his death, like I said, honestly, I think he was a good guy from what I'll talk about in a second. But the idea of Tucker saying, you know, he's alive, even if it was in funny, you have to understand the concept of subliminal messaging. If you know those, you know, you're a psychology person, you know, if you understand that subliminal messages, I mean, involve the use of split-second flashes of text, hidden messages, or subtle cues that affect the audience at a level below conscious awareness. Now, guys, even sometimes in conscious areas, like whenever we hear that, we know it's not true, but still our subliminal mind, our unconsciousness is still working with that and starting to kind of grasp that as reality. Whenever a lot of this stuff comes to light, there's going to be so much cognitive dissonance. It makes sense. Well, actually, let me ask you guys, doesn't it make sense that the White Hats would be trying to at least get people a little bit ready, a little bit palatable, you know, for all the stuff that's coming? Because, I mean, people who, I mean, love the Bushes, things like 9/11, I mean, that brought together a nation. Oh, turns out it was just really like a hoax. I mean, thousands of people died, but it was just like the government was involved in it and they killed all the people. They lied about how many people died. There was actually more people that died than they said. And then they started a war on terror and men and women went out fighting for our country. And it was for no reason, really. I mean, we honor their memory and we're going to honor their memory on the other side of this and stuff. We're going to honor their memory. But I mean, they went over here to fight useless wars that weren't even real and stuff. So like I said, there's going to be some serious stuff there. So with subliminal messaging here, it makes sense that, but I have that. I don't know. I had that pulled up. I don't even, but it makes sense. That's why I see like the SEX here, in Facebook. So you just see that, but your mind puts together the X's, and that is exactly, it's the same idea, kind of Inception, an idea, not necessarily the movie, but that's what subliminal messaging is. So over here with Tucker, and like I said, Gutfeld, and then I'm telling you guys, there's subliminal messaging in The Matrix and Adrena. Okay. In American Horror Story. I mean, there's subliminal messaging across the board and stuff. And like I said, the Black Hats have used it in MK Ultra, and that's what they used and stuff to blue pill us. But the White Hats are using subliminal messaging to red pill us. Cause see, it's not like, it's not a bad idea in and of itself. It just depends on what you're trying to, the message you're giving people. It can either be a bad message or a good message, an evil message or a evil message or not evil message. I should have just stopped with good or bad. So that's what subliminal messaging is. And like I said, that probably is here. Now, how Michael Jackson plays in, and this is kind of where, like, you know, Elvis Presley you know, Elvis Presley, like Whitney Houston, a lot of people who really might be alive that we may, that probably we would more think that they are alive than maybe some other like actors or something that we maybe think are alive too, or whatever. But either way, my, I lost my train of thought, but Elvis Presley was in the drug area, but Michael Jackson. Okay. Like I said, I know a lot of you probably had heard, of course, he was a child pedophile. He did this. Okay, guys, that there was, there is a lot of evidence to support that he was framed. Obviously right here was Michael Jackson framed for child abuse to cover up another crime. Okay. So Corey Feldman, who was in, oh gosh, what was the show he was in? Does it have the name of the show he was in? I think the life of the two Corys, or something. But anyways, he came out with a documentary, hit Corey Feldman and, Corey, oh, I forget the other one's last name, Corey Feldman. And there are two guys who were named Corey. That's why the show is like the life of the two Corys or something. Came up with a show called The Rape of the Two Corys, talking about like how him and the other Corey were sexually abused by, I think like Marty Weiss was one of them. John Grissom, and stuff. So alleging that they had abused them, which like I said, is not surprising because we know like we're awake on the child sex ring and stuff out there. Okay. So anyways, but he actually knew Michael Jackson, and like I said, you can go down through here and it'll say like, oh, but he said he like saw something weird with Michael Jackson. Like I said, it's actually not anything to it. This one's probably deep state anyways, but, and it may be not, but they're trying to say that it was, that Michael Jackson could have been. I'm like, I don't think he was. But either way, they came out with this documentary, The Rape of the Two Corys, talking about the child sex trafficking and the kind of the underbelly of, you know, out in Hollywood of how boys, in particular, children of all ages, but this one particularly talking about the boys that get abused and stuff out there and the actors and all that. So they were the ones coming out. So they did that one. There was also one called An Open Secret. And I'll talk about that here in a second. But what he was saying is that when that came out, Michael Jackson, the deep state tried to push it off onto Michael Jackson to cover up for like Grissom and Marty Weiss and like all those people that were involved in it. So it was pushed all over. So that's what he was alleging. And which makes more sense than the whole Michael Jackson thing being real. This makes more sense. For the most part, they don't turn on their own. Well, actually, now they're turning on their own because if they're getting called up to tribunals, it's like they're just throwing each other under their bus. So you're kind of like, you know what? Even though you're evil, you know what? At least why aren't you loyal to one another? Like poor Big Mike. I think if the reports about him were accurate, Obama rolled over on Big Mike. And I'm like, I mean, I know you guys were homos, but I'm like, Sarah, there must have been some love. Apparently not. But An Open Secret was another documentary. Now, this one had come out before The Rape of the Two Corys, I think. The Rape of the Two Corys came out in like 2017, I think, or somewhere around there. But Corey Haim, I think that's the other Corey that's on there with him. Anyways, but I think Macaulay Culkin is brought up in that one. I think Ben Savage is, because I think he was one of the young ones in these shows. Some kind of, I think, like the old guys or whatever, who were apparently the pedophiles or whatever. But that's, and like I said, here you can go over and read a little bit about that. So that's kind of just tying together the Michael Jackson. That's kind of tying together, you know, the Michael Jackson thing. Tucker Carlson saying it to subliminal messaging about like him actually possibly being alive, and then to the sex trafficking ring. So it's like goes A to B to C, and that's where you kind of get the full picture of how possibly, and more than likely, probably some, at least some points, Michael Jackson plays into this. Like I said, I won't stop sharing. We're probably gonna see a lot of people who we thought were dead be alive. It's not really surprising. And like I said, I think a lot of us are probably ready for that comment. And we're gonna be excited to see some of these people who, I mean, we know We thought we're dead, but are really alive. And we're going to be sad for the ones that really were lost because the deep state, you know what? They're evil. We don't need to be like fearful of them, like, oh, quivering, but we still need to be, you know, cautious of them because Simon was talking about, you know, how dangerous they are. And I think Juan in his most recent one with David Nino and Delora O'Brien was also talking about, I mean, they're still dangerous. The black hats are still dangerous. You know what? They're trying to take out as many people on their way down and stuff. But all this comes down to, guys, this is about the kids. This is about the children. This movement, at the forefront of it, it has been and always will be about the kids. I'll guarantee the higher-ups, the white hats, the Q team, whatever you want to call them, they're very sad about all these people that are dying from vaccines and stuff, but guys, I'm sorry, the people in the vaccine dying, they're lower down the triage list. And I know some of you might be like, that's harsh. I care about the kids right now. I'm sorry for the people who got the vaccine, but I'm more concerned about the kids who didn't decide to be raped, molested, eaten while still alive, because that's what can produce adrenochrome, obviously, along with other things, torturing them while they're still alive. Being chopped up into little pieces and having their organs taken out most of the times while alive, because you're, guys, I don't really care about the ones dying from the vaccine. I do care. Okay, I know those are still people and there's still people dying, and I do care, but the kids right now or the White House party. And that's what we need to remember. We need to still be trying to wake up people. But guys, this is about the kids. I know there's a lot going on in the moon right now, whether it's with the jab or the audits or, and all that stuff is important to wake people up on and stuff, guys. But guys, this is about the kids. This has been and always will be about the kids. And most of us civilians, we won't get to like go on any raids to like help save the children from the dumps. I would step up in a heartbeat, even if I died. I'm like, hey, if I die, Lord, I know where I'm going. So, I mean, I'd step up in a heartbeat, even if I died in the dumps, saving the kids. I'm like, I that'd be a great way to go out. I'm like, I'd give my life to do these kids. Like I said, if the people who have hurt children get it within my line of sight, I mean, probably going to rip out some type of an orifice, maybe like a throat or heart. Which I know some of you are like, well, that's, oh, trust me. I've seen the Saw movies. I know how to inflict pain. And on these evil people, it's kind of sad you can only kill them once. But it's, that's what this is about. It's, we're, the good guys are saving the children, and we're going to have to be here to help the kids on the other side of this. You know, after they've been saved, going through the med beds, the process, because I mean, these kids are going to be traumatized, even with the help of like medical and like med beds and things like that. These kids are going to be traumatized, and the people saving them are going to be traumatized by what they've seen. So it's like, we're going to have to be there for the kids. Adoption, guys, adoption. Okay. I'm doing adoption. I don't care whether I get married or not. I'm adopting. But adoption, starting adoption agencies, like good patriot ones that are loving the kids to help these kids find good homes. So obviously CSP is like, just obviously they're the sex trafficking cabal of the cabal. I mean, they're awful and stuff. So guys, we're going to have to and I mean like charities and stuff to help these kids. So, I mean, there's going to be so much for us to do on the other side of this. It's going to be exciting whenever all this stuff comes out, when the financial stuff happens, when the political stuff happens, you know, whenever all this stuff kind of gets in, we're going to have to be there for the kids. And for the people, like I said, who don't realize this stuff, but particularly the kids, we're going to have to be there for them to help. If you can't adopt them, I mean, helping like find them homes or doing, we're all going to have to do our part. And it's going to be work, but it's going to be good work, because the hard earth stuff or the really grimy work has been kind of done. And so now we'll just have work built, rebuilding and stuff. But this movement has been and always will be about the kids. So if any of you were offended by what I said, I am sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody, but my main thing right now is the kids. because they're the most vulnerable of all of us, myself included. All of us have made mistakes, and all of us choose whether or not to get the shot. And if you do, I'm sorry. And if you die, I hope you know Christ. Like I said, if you don't, ttb.org, and you'll get the message of the gospel there. But outside of that, this is about the kids. This movement, the White Hats, is their first and main priority, has been and always will be, the children. And they're rescuing them, and they are continuing to. And we're going to get them. And those who committed evils against the children will pay. Oh, they'll pay dearly. But anyways, so that's my episode for today. So hopefully you guys enjoyed. I know I got a little bit dark there at the end. Probably like, oh, it was kind of a little bit dark. Guys, this stuff is happening. Just stay encouraged. Like I said, love one another. This is going to be a lot of fun on the other side, just because we're going to get to rebuild all together, and we're going to really rebuild a new world in a sense. Rather than the deep state, you know, rebuilding their new world order, we're going to be building our own new world, which is going to be good and stuff. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to do it with all of you guys, and it's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. It's going to be work, but it's going to be the fun work. It is going to be the fun work. Alrighty. Love all you guys. This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off. Remember, stay encouraged. This stuff is happening because failure is not an option, because if we fail, I mean, there's no tomorrow anyway. So, but failure is not an option, and you all stay encouraged and encourage one another. That's important. See you guys.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.